West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. This is Debbie in Sutherland, Oregon.
Hello, Debbie. You're going to have to speak up and yell at us. You're not too loud. So
okay,
get real close.
To...
Oh, that's much better.
Okay, this is my shape-shifting. Could be ghostly, could be not. It's
okay.
About 1 o'clock in the morning, I stepped out on the front porch to put some dry food out for the cat.
Right.
And evidently I scared some kind of a creature that was eating off the porch. And when I got out there and shut the door, it was down at the bottom of the stairs on the driveway. Now,
what kind of creature? I mean, how much of a description?
Well, it was small, round, didn't see any legs, couldn't see its face, it didn't turn around. It had long brown hair that hung to the ground. And it started to move, and it waddled as fast as it could, which wasn't very fast.
Waddled.
It didn't have any legs. It was kind of waddling, and as it moved down the driveway, it started to grow, get taller, and the brown hair was gone. It became short hair, dark hair. The legs grew as it went down the driveway. It wasn't making a sound, and I thought, as it's going down, I'm thinking, raccoons? No. It gets to the end of the driveway, and it's tall like a deer, and I think deer. It runs across the street. It's not making a sound. It clears the sidewalk across the street with 1 foot. At that point, I heard a hoof print.
A hoof print.
A hoof print.
So we're talking about some kind of shape-shifting
creature.
Ah.
It ran across the lawn, the front lawn of the people across the street. They also have a concrete patio right after the lawn. At that point, it made no noise as it went across this patio. At that point, I could see that it was growing long black hair, and it was running, and it was flowing out behind it.
Wow.
I watched it until it got all the way past all their lights. The street was well lit.
Just let me stop you long enough to ask, you actually could visually see the hair growing?
Yes. I saw everything from the bottom of my porch to the end of the driveway to the one hoof print on the sidewalk, cleared the lawn, made no noise. It was going across their patio, and it started to grow long hair, black long hair that flowed out from behind it.
That's straight out of some kind of movie.
I don't know, and I watched it until it went into the darkness. Now, I had my porch light on. We have a street light out in front of the house. People across the street have their porch light on, which was unusual for 1 in the morning. We live in a cul-de-sac. The street's not very wide. At the end of the cul-de-sac, a creek runs through there. The people at the end have a nice creek through their backyard.
A creek runs through it.
Yeah, so it ran into the darkness. A couple of days later, I went over to the lady that lives in the cul-de-sac, and I went in and I sat down and I told her all the thing, and she sat there and stared out the window for a moment, and she said, well, I guess things happen. And she thought for another moment and said that she sees all kinds of animals come up from the creek all the time, and most of them she can identify. She sees a creature out there one day that looks kind of like a deer, but not really, and she expects...
So she saw the same thing you saw.
Yeah, she expects to see, like, little deer droppings on the ground, but when she goes out to look, it's big piles of stuff, like from a large animal.
We'll have to call them shape-shifter droppings.